Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
This episode is brought to you by DrawYouPicture.com, where you can get me to draw you just about anything. Check out what I've done for others and see what I can do for you at DrawYouPicture.com. Also by our patrons like Fred, Jeff Collins, Hangry Goat, who support the show on a monthly basis. Join the club and get patron-only bonus stories, stickers, and more. Join today at Patreon.com/ThatStoryShow.
My name is Mallory, and you're listening to That Story Show. And I would just like to say, this is how you say caramel. Caramel.
You're wrong! It's caramel! Hey.
This is That Story Show, people.
Hallelujah!
You're watching!
Hey, who's cooking pizza?
I turned into a bat. I flew it in a sleeve.
I left her some guano. In the
jungle. Hey, podcast people, this is That Story Show, where we bring your real-life stories into the spotlight. This is episode 415, brought to the week of June 16, 2022. I'm your host. My name is James Kennison, and my good friend is here.
Hey, I'm John. And James, I did something really cool over the week here.
Yeah?
I made a really cool belt out of old clock parts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, it was a complete waste of time.
waste. I get
waste
it.
Waste of time.
Waste. Yeah.
It's a belt.
I kind of got that one too. By the way, caramel is pronounced caramel. How do you say
caramel?
It? Yeah.
Caramel. No, well, I guess I just did it honestly there. Caramel.
Caramel. So it's kind of a hybrid. Caramel.
Yeah.
You put more syllables in it, but you still lean caramel toward the caramel concept.
Caramel.
My wife says caramel.
Caramel.
And it's lazy. It's pure laziness. Caramel.
I feel like it should be pronounced differently based on how you eat it.
Oh, really?
Right? Like if you're having it on an apple, it should be a caramel apple, right?
No, it's caramel apple.
But if it's like in a fancy French like dessert, it should be caramel or something, right?
I just think there are thousands, if not millions of people who say it wrong, and I don't know if I want to live in this world anymore. That's the bad thing.
I just pretend like they're talking about something different.
Yeah. You're not discussing it right. And so therefore you're not talking about what I'm talking about. So,
I mean, it's just burnt sugar, right?
Isn't that right?
Just call it that.
Yeah. Burnt sugar. Or is it
melted
boint sugar?
Oh.
Or is it burnt sugar? I don't know. I can't.
Holy cow.
Can we come to a conclusion here, a consensus on how to say it? I don't know. But anyway.
Not sure.
We always start with an opening story, and this one is voicemail. She called the new story voicemail line, and it's from Jill Kelly. Let's see what she has to say.
Hi, this is a story for That Story Show that just happened today, June 11th, at NarthexCom. At the end of the convention, we'll call it, James did get his head shaved.
Yes, I did.
By many different people.
Yeah.
He even trusted me, Jill Kelly, a blind woman, to shave his head. Yes, he still has his ears. I'm not sure about the eyebrows, though. Hope this makes it on the show.
Oh. Bye. Well, thanks for calling in. Jill was one of the many people who joined us at NarthexCon last week, or this past weekend, actually. Was it just that recently? Holy mess.
Just that recently.
Goodness gracious. We had to turn around and do another show. But at the end of the show, I got my head shaved, and we had at least three blind individuals in the crowd. And I'm like, somebody said, does anybody want to cut the hair? And first we let patrons have a go, and then there was kids, and then I was like, Jill, you need to get over here. She was like, I don't know. I said, when's the next time somebody's going to let you do this ever in your life? Let a blind person cut your hair. She's like, that's a good point. So she got up, and she came over, And she lit into me. And yeah, she did avoid my eyebrows, thankfully. But
yeah, we can tell what your expressions are, yeah, what they should be.
I didn't have any accidents there. So let's do some rewinding of the week. So obviously, you know, this week has been fantastic. I've been recovering from NarthexCon. It was so much fun. Oh my goodness. I wish we could do it like that every show. You know,
that was a lot of fun
with a live audience like that, and live feedback and jokes and people being able to just come up to the mic and say whatever they want. You know, that was fun. It was a lot of fun. But my weekly update has to do with something that happened near the end of NarthexCon. I was sitting there. I just finished recording that story show. And you know how at the beginning I always say, hey, you know, this is brought to you by drawyoupicture.com, where I can draw you a picture, per, you know, and this, that, and the other. Well, this little girl on the front row, I can't remember her name. It might have been Haley. Cannot remember. But she came up to me and she said, will you draw me a picture? And I was like, oh, no, I didn't mention anywhere in there that it costs money. You know, so to her young brain, I was just offering to draw free pictures for people. And so I immediately said, yes, I do. I will draw you a picture. What do you want? And she says, I want a unicorn. And I said, what color? And she said, purple. And I said, all right, tell your mom to email me and I will send you a picture of a unicorn. Well, mom did email me and the little girl decided she wanted to be riding on the unicorn.
Ah,
so that turned a 1 hour job into a 2 hour job. So I did it though. I'm the nicest podcaster in the world now instead of John. Yes, so
you are the man.
And I sent it off to her. I put it on Facebook so everybody could see it. But
I think I saw that too. Yeah. It was very adorable.
It was very cute. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was fun. I mean, there was a lot of great conversations.
Yeah.
But that was the best one. The one that sticks out in my head the most, though, was when that one kid said that a chunk of flesh got ripped out of his leg. Mm. And I screamed uncontrollably. That wasn't fun.
That's what makes the live show so much more exciting. You never know what James is going to do when something weird or gross happens.
That's right. Well, you and your family didn't just come down here and do NarthexCon. You guys made a whole vacation out of it.
Yeah, we did. Honestly, I can't remember the last vacation that we even took that it was just the four of us.
You guys did a lot of fun stuff here in St. Louis. City Museum.
We did.
You went to the Arch.
Yep. Yep. The Arch got, we even checked out that that fancy, what's it, it's a church, but it had a fancy name. Basilica. The Basilica of St. Louis,
it's
or something
beautiful,
like that.
And you.
Amazing place.
You went to the zoo.
Yep. Free zoo that is better than our paid zoo in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Take notes, Atlanta, man. They got it. St. Louis has it going on.
Yeah.
Favorite thing, well, aside from NarthexCon, I will say.
Okay.
My second favorite thing. Because we met, let me just backtrack. We met so many cool people.
So many. You guys are so much cooler than I thought you were.
Yeah. And I wanted to sit down and chat with every single person. And I don't know. I think everybody that wanted to take a picture with me, I wanted to take a picture with them too. Which, by the way, will you please post those somewhere so I can see them? But not you, but those who took the pictures.
Right, yeah, because I realized I don't have any selfies with anybody.
I know, I didn't either. I was like, I have a phone somewhere around here. And
everybody has selfies with me, but I didn't take any selfies with them. And some folks were nice enough to take pictures and we posted them up, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, pictures, my phone is empty. I didn't take a single picture the entire time.
I feel like a loser.
I know. And you know what? The worst part is we didn't take any pictures together. Like you and me. Like I've been trying to get us together for a year or more so we could take photos together for, you know, the website and stuff. But no.
I didn't even think about that. Nope. Dadgum.
Yep.
Well, speaking of pictures, my weekly update actually has something to do with that. One of my second favorite thing I should mention is we got to go on the VAT 19 studio / warehouse tour. And if you don't know what VAT 19 is, you probably have not ever been on YouTube, because they're like super wildly popular, and they make these hilarious videos just to sell the products that they sell on their website. In fact, I find their videos probably more entertaining than some of their products.
Yeah.
And they've got everything from gummy bears to
like giant gummy bears.
Huge. Yeah. Crazy. I think they're, what is their tagline? Curiously unique gifts. They're not sponsoring the show, by the way. They're just,
But they're here in St. Louis, which is amazing.
Yeah. Right there. And their tours are free.
Yeah.
And then like halfway through the tour, you get to go in and to their warehouse, and they say, all right, if you want to shop for anything, don't feel obligated, but go ahead and, you know, pick out what you want and buy it. And so you can buy it right there. You don't have to pay any kind of shipping. And so I got their mystery box,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty cool. It has lots of
stuff.
Yeah,
they got a small, a medium, and a large. Which one did you get?
Yeah, I got the mega one.
Oh, yeah.
The big one, because it was also my Father's Day gift.
Cool.
So it had some really cool stuff in it. One of the things is it's got this slug lamp. You know what a slug is?
Yeah.
You know? Cute. It's an adorable lamp. And, you know, you squeeze his little eyes and the whole thing lights up. It's great. But I'm not here to rave on about my fancy gifts. The dude who gave the tour was none other than Jamie, the CEO and owner and creator of VAT 19.
Awesome.
And I don't usually give these tours. So I'm doing it. I'm trying to refresh myself. And so we got to be the lucky ones to take his tour. And so he had this index, all these note cards like to go through while he's, you know, taking us through the whole facility there. And he's got this big stack of note cards so that he can read off, you know, interesting facts and stuff like that. I don't think he really needed them, but he had them just in case.
Yeah.
But during halfway through the, you know, we're in the warehouse there and we're, you know, looking through stuff. My boys, John and James, they said, hey, can we get pictures with him? And he's like, oh yeah, absolutely. And so, I think it was Johnny, got right next to him and took a selfie, and he had all of his note cards in his hands. And I guess after Johnny, you know, finished, he put his arm down or something like that. He knocked.
Oh no! He knocked
all of the note cards out of his hands onto the floor. He's like, oh, I guess we might get this mixed up a little bit during this adventure here. But we, you know, helped him pick him back up and stuff. And, you know, he's a real good sport and totally cool dude. If you guys ever happen to be in St. Louis, of course, look James up and, you know, say hi to him.
Yeah, because I'll have lunch with you.
He'll have lunch with you at somewhere nice, probably. Like,
don't put me up like that. Come on. It won't be. It'll be Chick-fil-A or something, but it might be somewhere
I said
nice.
Something nice.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Chick-fil-A, dude. that's like top of the list right there.
Yeah. That should have been my weekly update. Me and Jen were on a date last night, and we went to our favorite steak place, and we were waiting and waiting and waiting, and we were having a great discussion. It was a great, wonderful date, but we saw two people get seated after us. They got their food. They ate. They paid. They left. We still hadn't gotten our food yet. And we asked the waitress about it, and she starts yelling at us like, you guys need to be patient. The kitchen is going as fast as they can. I'm like, I believe that for everyone else in the restaurant, just not us, you know, is what I wanted to say. But then it came out, and it was all burnt and charred. And we said, can you just charge us for drinks and let us get out of here? And so, yeah, definitely, definitely an LBB kind of situation.
One of the many tools of the devil.
I was like, why do I feel guilty? I didn't have anything to do with this. And plus we eat there all the time. So anyway,
dadgum.
It's just that way. And I didn't leave a tip. My wife wanted to leave a tip, and I'm like, for what? Because she yelled at us. If she had been even a little bit nice and been like, guys, I'll go check on it. I don't know what's going on. But no, she's like, they're working as fast as they can. We're understaffed. Blah, 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 blah. And I understand that. I do. But we weren't butts. We were just simply asking. After an hour and 15 minutes, we finally said, bent her ear, you know, and asked her something. But anyway, that's just the way it is.
She was really angry because she forgot to put your order in.
I think you're right. That's what I think.
And that don't we get like that whenever we're angry for, you know?
Yeah, you get defensive.
You get defensive whenever we screw up, right?
Yeah.
I do. I don't know about everybody else, but I know I do.
Yeah, John gets really defensive, and he yells at people and screams at them and claws their eyes out because he's just so mean.
I do not! Stop!
You see how defensive he is?
Doggone it.
Did you see his claws there in the live stream? Oh, so scary. Anyway, we got some podcast reviews, thanks to mypodcastreviews.com. And this one's from Nate from Tennessee, who was at NarthexCon. He says, first of all, the show is amazing. James and John are both hilarious. I was at this past NarthexCon, and it was so much fun. James and John are as nice as they seem. Yay! We fooled them!
We were watching you all leave and said, man, I'm glad they're gone.
Yeah, we were so sick of y'all. I even got to get on the show, and I told a story about my leg. I'll never forget that kid, because he said there was a chunk of flesh that got ripped out of his leg, and I could see the mark, and I could experience the pain, and it was terrible. But he said, overall, it was an amazing show with even better hosts. Sincerely, Nate from Tennessee. Nate, I will always remember you, and I will always be scared of your story. He emailed me. He said, hey, I know, you know, my story was on the show. Do you want a picture of the injury as it happened? I said,
as it happened.
I said, no, thanks, please. Like, you know, please, with a lot of emoticons with pouty faces, like, please don't send it to me.
No,
because if you send it to me, I'll look and it'll be so gross and I'll never be able to unlook, you know? So please don't do that.
It looked like his scar looked like the Avengers A.
Yeah. It looked like,
I mean, it was,
he had secret stuff hidden under there. Like somebody buried some sort of gem in his leg that he's going to grow up and become some powerful leader. And they're going to say he has the gem, you know, or maybe it's a computer program or something like that, that they scan his leg. I don't know, but there was some serious scarage going on that leg. Hey, we got a new phone number. I like to keep talking about it because it's new information. 833-55-STORY. That's 833-557-8679. We would love for you to send in your stories, as many as possible, through the voicemail line. We love reading emails, but we like playing voicemails even more. So, you know, write your story out if you want, and then call the number and read it, you know? That way, we get your voice and your tone and your meaning and intention and stuff like that. So use that phone number, 833-55-STORY. We paid good money for it, by gosh. You need to use it. And then join us live every Thursday at 5 p.m. Central at twitch.tv/NLcast. And shout out to all the folks that are joining us tonight live on our Twitch channel and in the Twitch chat at twitch.tv/NLcast. Thank you so much for joining us. It's now time for us to do some listener stories. Is there anybody going to listen to my story? But first, a word from our sponsors.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All right, this story is called Split Weight. It's from a guy named Evan. Evan says, hey, James and John, I was a wrestler in high school. If you're unaware, wrestling is divided into a dozen or so weight classes, and one of the consistent stresses a wrestler has is making weight. Okay,
I've heard all about that.
Yeah. Wrestlers do all kinds of crazy things to quickly lose weight, and one of them is spitting in a cup.
Oh,
it says,
okay. Not heard about that before.
Yeah. It apparently you spit in this cup and it helps you lose weight over time. Which is weird because I'm listening to the book Dune and where it's a desert planet and they have to conserve water, and spitting in a cup would be like a mortal sin on Dune because you need to save the body's moisture. It would be a waste of the body's moisture. But anyway, So anyway, you're probably thinking that doesn't sound like a lot of weight, but imagine spitting regularly into a cup for a long time. And along with other methods, you may be able to lose enough to make weight. Well, one Saturday we had wrestling tournament in another city. It was about an hour away, and we met at our school and we took a bus as a team to the other school. A friend of mine, we'll call him Fred, was a bit over the limit at our school weigh-in. So he decided to spit in a cup every few seconds the whole way to this tournament. I wonder how much weight I could lose. Like if I had, you know, how these people carry around these giant water bottles with all the water they're going to drink for the entire day. I bet I could fill up one of those in an hour. I have so much spit in my mouth. It's not even funny. Like
I see the logic to it. You're spitting it so that you don't reincorporate it back into your body.
Yeah. It's water weight. It's straight up water weight. I understand it. I get it. But unfortunately for Fred, while the bus pulled into the school parking lot, it hit a pair of speed bumps.
Oh no.
As the bus lurched over the bumps. Oh, no. Fred's now completely full 8-ounce spit cup overflowed.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, onto his hands, his shirt, and his lap. Oh, gosh. I'm going to throw
That's
up a little
gross,
bit.
That's man.
I'll be right back. His groans of disgust were met with the rest of the team's gales of laughter as poor Fred gained all the spit weight right back.
On his clothes.
Yes, hopefully it evaporated. Hope you weren't grossed out by my story. Yes, we were, and you're an LBB.
One of the many tools of the devil.
Oh, gosh. Yes. Oh, blah.
Gee,
I just want to rewrite that one. So here's the story of what Evan sent in. What was his name again? I forgot his name. Fred.
Yeah, we'll call him Fred. That's right.
Fred got on the scale back at the school before they left for to go out to the other school together as a team, and he made weight. And that's the end. Right there. There it is.
Oh, I got a better version.
Oh, okay. All right, hold on.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Fred stepped on the scale and realized he was underweight. Oh. So he ate donuts all the way to the meat.
Oh, yeah. Much better. Much better. The retail harp helped us out so much. That was better than mine. Yes. Yes. Thank you
so
much.
That one made me happy because of the sugar endorphins.
Yeah. Anytime we can give somebody free donuts, and it doesn't cost us anything.
I'm sure that wrestlers love donuts too.
Yeah. Yeah, I would. I wonder what weight class I would be in. You know, I've been losing weight. I've lost 22 pounds.
Hey, congrats.
But the funny thing is I had gained a lot of weight without knowing it. And I'd gotten up to 314 pounds. I'd never meant to get over 300 pounds in my life. I always settled around 280, 283, somewhere in there. And I've only just made it to that level after months and months of eating differently and exercising and doing things differently. And so now I'm still fat, but I'm back to the fat that I was before I got super fat. So,
gotcha.
Yeah. I haven't gone down to double X t-shirts yet. But I can fit in my shorts. I had these shorts that I always wore, and back in November, I couldn't fit in them. And now, it's great. I can fit in them. I don't need a belt with them. But, you know, it's good. It's good. Lost some weight.
Nice.
And I've just got all these glasses sitting around, full of spit that I need to get rid of.
Oh, gross.
So if you could come over next time and help me get rid of some of those, I just have these gallon jugs full of spit. I should do that, man. I should just spit in a cup.
Right. I don't know. I feel like that would make you dehydrated.
That's true. That's true. I ain't trying to wrestle nobody. So,
yeah, you don't need to do that. I don't understand that whole. I think that's because you want to be as heavy as you can be for the weight class that you're in,
right?
But not too light, and that's why they kind of go over that scale a little bit, and then they try to drop back by dropping water weight. But I don't know. I don't know. But speaking of dinner, I've got a story called "Disappearing Dinner," and it comes to us from Bobby. I almost call him Bobby Caldwell, but he's from Caldwell, Idaho. Is that Idaho? Yeah, Idaho. I always feel like I'm going to get in trouble when I say that state's name. I'm not that. Anyways, Bobby, this is Bobby's story. On Friday of the Allstate Music Educators Conference weekend, We music ed students were getting ready for all of the concerts Saturday. Not just some of them, but all of them. We are moving percussion instruments, music stands, chair racks, you name it, we moved it. We were done with everything for the day. Four of us went to the cafeteria on campus to eat some dinner. For the sake of anonymity, we'll call my three friends Lucius, Lucy, and Lucille, and that won't be confusing at all.
No, no, I love it when people do that.
Yeah. It was a long day, and the four of us sat down exhausted at a table by the window, with Lucille and Lucy sitting across from Lucius and me.
Mm.
Lucius and Lucy, I feel like this is going to be a tongue twister. But it can't be any worse than you making me say bad words. Isn't that right, James? That's right. That's a callback to last week's episode.
Oh, it still makes me so happy.
It'll make you happy.
Oh, yes. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, if this story keeps going this way, it might come out again. No, just kidding. Lucius and Lucy each got a burger and fries. I'm getting hungry. Lucius realized he forgot a drink, so he left the table to get some soda. While he was gone, I decided to steal a couple of his fries. When he got back, Lucy had dished out some clam chowder for herself and started eating it. Lucius, who hails from Alaska, decided to get some chowder for himself to see if it was good or not, you know, according to his taste. Because, you know, Alaska, they got seafood, I guess. I don't know.
I don't either.
Maybe they have a better palate because
I don't even know what they're known for. What are they known for?
Being a big, huge state.
Yeah. Yeah.
And moose and bear.
And for a good place to go reclaim your lost comrade.
Ah.
From, Stranger Things. So, sorry.
Oh, wait, is that a spoiler? Is that a spoiler?
No.
Okay, because I don't remember that from the first three.
Maybe.
Yeah, Alaska's a great place. I've had the opportunity to visit there. It's awesome. They got some pretty good seafood, too, and I guess that's why, you know, Lucius wanted to taste that clam chowder, although I think that's more of a New England thing. But anyways, back to the story. So Lucius hadn't finished his burgers and fries, so I had to take his fries and set them by the window. Lucy, who had finished her burgers and fries, took Lucius's fries and set them in front of her. When he came back and started eating his chowder, he didn't even notice his fries were missing. not even a clue. After a few minutes, Lucy called our attention to something happening outside. It was a car just driving backwards through the parking lot.
What?
That's interesting.
What?
Driving backwards.
Look at that car driving backwards. Oh, my gosh.
Oh my goodness, it must have been Mater.
Can I just
Mater
play this real quick? Because this is definitely a missed middle school drama moment right there. Sorry.
I think it's a band camp drama moment or something. Well, Lucius, I mean, this amazing event happening outside with a car driving backwards to the parking lot, Lucius didn't have the best view from where he was sitting, so he stood up and walked a few feet away to get a better view. And that's when Lucille said to me, "Quick, take Lucius's burger and give it to Lucy." This I did, and Lucius sat back down to eat his chowder. Yet again, he didn't even notice the missing burger. The rest of us tried our best to hold in our laughter. Finally, I said, "You know, Lucy, someone ought to finish this burger and fries." To which Lucille replied, "Yeah, someone should." Lucy looked at Lucius and said, "Yeah, someone should finish them." Confused, Lucius asked, "Is that not your food, Lucy?" She said, "No, it's yours, LOL." "I finished mine."
Boy, this one's the best.
"But I thought I finished mine," said Lucius. "No, we've been slowly taking your food, seeing if you would notice." Apparently you didn't.
No.
Mr. Unobservant.
Not the brightest.
We had a good laugh as Lucius as Lucius shook his head and started eating his own food again.
Okay.
Later, he got a brownie for dessert and left to refill his drink. I started to take his brownie when I heard from behind me, "Bobby, I can see you taking that." Apparently, he learned his lesson. Hope this makes it on show.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It made it.
It did.
But never again. Never again. I'm making some rules based off this email. From now on, use people's names. And if you do change their names, change them to normal names. Okay? Because
don't start with L, because I got confused.
Yeah, it's not cute. It's annoying. So
but we do thank you for your story, Bobby, and congratulations, it did get read on the show.
Yeah. But Bobby, please, and for the love of pizza, everybody, just take it easy on us. This would have been a good example of a story that would have been better had it been read out on the voicemail line. You know what I'm saying?
Ah, because then we could hear your excitement.
Yeah, Bobby. And you could have had a chance to read that mess. So,
and I might have made this story more. I'm sorry, I'm not saying this is a boring story. I might have made this story boring by the way I read it. I'm a terrible person. I'm sorry. Don't laugh at that.
Okay, this story is called The Best Christmas Gift Ever. It's from Justin Lowmaster. It's very short. The best, quote unquote, Christmas gift my grandmother ever gave me was M&M's. Sorry. It was a coupon for 50 cents off some M&M's. Sorry. It was an expired coupon for 50 cents off many M&M's. So, Justin Lowmaster, thank you so much for your story.
Yeah, I guess Justin didn't get very many gifts from his grandmother.
No.
That almost implies that's the only gift he got from his grandmother.
It's like my Christmas. I there's several years there where my mom just knocked it out of the park. And I already told about the toilet bank that I got that got stolen out of the back of my car, and I wasn't even sad about it. So
the best Christmas present I ever got from my mom was a toilet bank that got stolen out of the back of my car.
The best, quote unquote, gift.
Thanks, so. Mom.
Anyway, read what Ashley Holbrook brought us.
Well, Ashley Holbrook brought us a story all the way from Taylor, South Carolina. This is the wrong weed, James.
Okay.
And I got to be honest, when I first saw that title, I was a little scared.
No, it's not that kind of weed, John.
But it's not. It's not a St. Louis type of weed, apparently.
No.
Yeah, let me just tell you, I don't know if that's legal or something there.
No,
it's but not. Your city has an interesting scent to it.
It does.
I mean, for as much skunk smelling I smelled, I thought I was out in the country again.
Yeah, everywhere you go. Yeah, everywhere you go, you're like, oh, there it is. There it is.
Oh, what is it? There's dead skunks around here for some reason.
Yeah, it's pretty dank. So,
but Ashley tells us of a different kind of weed, and this is her story. This is a story from several years ago. I had gone home to Florida for a visit to my parents during a break from college, and I was attempting to be somewhat helpful around the house, you know, because when you're visiting home, you want to be a helpful child, right? I noticed that the lot next door had been mowed recently, leaving only a few trees poking up from the ground. I commented to my dad that I was surprised to see how different the lot looked when it wasn't overgrown by the palmettos and various other underbrush. Wow, the neighbor did a good job, except he left this one really tall, annoying weed, I said. Then my slight OCD announced, I believe I will go over there and remove that weed.
Okay.
I slowly walked over to the lot next door to remove the weed. I'm being dramatic. Unnecessarily, though. With my parents looking on, okay, here we go, I yelled, glad to get the lone weed out of the lot. What an eyesore it was. Suddenly, I jumped back. Bees! I exclaimed to my curious parents. They're on that thing! Oh. I added sheepishly. I decided to leave the weed alone and let the bees or wasps or whatever they were enjoy their habitat. I didn't stick around long enough to determine their exact species. My dad chuckled and said, here you were all on a mission to get that weed, and there it is. That was pretty unsuccessful, weren't you? Thanks, Dad. Thanks for pointing out my inability.
That's what dads do. They're there to celebrate your victories and to point out your great flaws and failures. Yeah.
Yeah. You could have, all you had to do is pull it there, Ashley. Just nip it in the bud.
You were all up in arms about that thing. You called us all out here, and guess what? It's still there. So Good one.
It's still there.
Good going, Ash.
Well, Ashley continues. She said, hope you and John enjoyed some laughter at the expense of my former college freshman self. I am a longtime listener of the show, and I'm so thankful for your journey as you've resurrected such a wonderful show after the hiatus a while back.
Mm.
You've kept me awake through many long car trips, giving me a break from study sessions during high school and college.
Wow.
And you continue to encourage me as I embark on the adventure of newlywed life. Thank you.
We've been around Thank too you. Long.
We have. She listened through high school and college, and now she's a married woman, probably has kids and
probably
grandchildren. And kidding.
We've been doing this a while. Like I said a while back, there was a kid that I kicked out of the forums when he was 15, and he made contact. He got back on Discord, and he's like, I'm really sorry. I promise that I've matured a lot since then. And I'm like, well, how old are you? He's like 30.
Oh, what? No.
Yes.
15?
He was 29.
30?
Yeah.
He was banned from our show for 15 years?
He was just banned from the forums that we had way back in the day. Do you know that when we started the show, we had a MySpace page for our show?
Oh, wow.
I still have it in the show notes to go like our to go check out our MySpace page. I don't even know what you did on a MySpace page anymore. I think you left a message or something, and you know,
just looked at it and read up about the people who that space belonged to.
I don't even know, but I know it doesn't exist anymore. So,
man, MySpace. Those were the days.
Those were the days back.
MySpace was awesome. MySpace that I had on MySpace.
I had a space. And I had a customized background and
theme
and the whole thing, you know.
And music that played when you showed up on the page. It was awesome.
It was awesome. You could hack the page and get whatever you wanted out of it. It was great. That was the big draw to Facebook, is that you couldn't edit you know, the formatting of it or whatever. So anyway, we do have a voicemail. It's from Ashley. And I don't,
same Ashley
I
from don't think last
so.
Story?
I don't think so.
Okay. See.
But this one's called Aaron Gets Stuck. So here we go.
Hey, James and John. This is Ashley from Magnolia, Texas. Yeah, and I have a story Ashley. For y'all.
All right.
This past weekend, my family and I went to Disney World to celebrate my 16th birthday, which was actually a few weeks ago.
Happy birthday.
Happened on the plane ride back home. I have a little brother. His name is Aaron, and he is 6. And typically on plane rides, I have to sit by my brother because we get along really well. But this was not one of those times. I was trying to read and listen to music, and he was being obnoxious and kept pestering me and telling me he had to go to the bathroom. We were on the 30-something row of the plane, so it wasn't a really long way to the bathroom, so I just told him to go by himself. So he got up and went to the bathroom. I watched him try to open the door, and it was hilarious because he couldn't figure out how to open it. So I was just like, whatever. He finally got in, and I turn around and start listening to my music again. About a minute later, I hear a blood-curdling scream, and I immediately turn around, knowing that it is my brother, and I see this woman saying, hold on, sweetheart, or whatever. And so I run back there, and I'm like, Aaron, are you okay? And he couldn't open the door.
He's locked in.
Like, oh my gosh, my brother is so stupid. He can't even open the door. But I tried opening it, and it was actually stuck.
Oh.
I don't know what my brother did, but he somehow managed to get the door stuck. And it took me an entire minute before I just was like, whatever. And I just busted the door. Luckily, it didn't break, but it finally got unstuck. And I was able to get my little brother out, and he was crying and all this stuff.
Oh.
I was trying not to laugh because I thought it was hilarious. But when we got back to our seats, Aaron just turned to me and he said, this is why you need to go with me to the bathroom. And so, yeah, I guess I learned my lesson that when my brother needs to go to the bathroom, he apparently still needs assistance, even though he's 6.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my story. Thank you guys for all that you do. I am so glad that y'all are still doing the show. I've been a fan of it for about 4 or 5 years now. I've been listening to it since I was in middle school. So thank you. And I love y'all, and I can't wait to hear the next show. Bye.
Well, you're going to be on the next show. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go.
Look at you. You get a bell for that. And even though you didn't ask for it to be on the show or hope that it was on, there you go.
That's awesome.
Bathrooms on airplanes are scary.
Yeah, they are.
It's been a while
since I've taken
a plane, but I avoid them.
I love them.
Why?
They're so small and everything's cramped in there. I don't know. I have this love of small bathrooms and small areas that have everything. So like, I like RVs.
Okay? Yeah. Well, okay. I hear you.
I like camp stoves and camp things that are small. And I like yachts because they fit so much into these small spaces. And I love airplane bathrooms. They have tiny sinks. They have a toilet. They have a thing that folds down for you to change your baby. They have a mirror. They have little towelettes and everything all packed and crammed in there. And the only problem I have with it is you can't smoke. So, which would be a bigger deal if I did smoke, but I don't. So I don't.
Right.
I don't really care.
Can't do that on a plane.
No.
I'll tell you my fear of airplane bathrooms, and this is completely unfounded, and probably I'm sure that the Mythbusters did something on this.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I will say I've never sat down on an airplane bathroom's toilet.
Okay.
But my fear is that, I guess I've seen too many movies, is that something's going to suck you down that thing and you're going to get stuck and you're going to have to pound on the door and like, help me get out. My foot's in the toilet or something like that.
You're right. Mythbusters did do a thing where they created a giant butt and they put it on an airplane seat and they flushed it and nothing happened. No suction was made because the seats have extra ventilation holes around the bottom sides of the whole thing to where your innards don't get sucked through.
Okay.
Because by now, if there was any truth to that, it would have made it in the paper. Somebody would have had their internals externaled, and then it would be in the news somewhere. I lost my anus to the planus.
Thank you for flying the Heine skies.
So
this is your captain speaking.
Right. So anyway, I just don't think anything like that is remotely possible. But they always tell you there's a sticker that says don't stand up to pee. Have you ever seen that one?
No.
Okay, there is. On most flights, it'll tell you, at least Southwest and Allegiant and stuff like that. It's a sticker just for men saying, don't stand up to pee. I stand up, dude. I'm not sitting down to pee.
Well, maybe that's something new. Why do you think that is?
I think it's because of turbulence. Yeah, and all it takes is a little turbulence, and you're splashing all over the place, and nobody wants that.
No,
nobody wants that at all. So, anyway, that's our show for today.
Turbulence.
That's turbulence. Surely you have a funny life story. Whatever your story is, call us toll free 833-55-STORY. Or email thatstoryshow@gmail.com. Review the show on iTunes or wherever you found us. Thanks to our patrons for your support, with special thanks to our producers, James Spangler, Jennifer Kennison, Eric Kube, Carrie Wright, and Christopher Tynan. Support the work we do and get more from your favorite podcast today at patreon.com/thatstoryshow. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed. Just think, hey, this belongs on That Story Show. And we'll see you guys next week. Thanks, John.
Thank you, James.
Yeah. It's a little bit shorter show today. But,
Yeah, I guess it is.
That's okay.
Well, I guess we better stick around and just chat for a while.
Yeah.
Maybe I can make you a new belt since you're losing weight. I'll make it out of clock parts.
Oh, you had to go back to that. Yeah.
Yeah, because throwbacks are always callbacks. Something's
callbacks.
Always funny, right?
Callbacks are funny, yeah. Callbacks.
Unless it's too much soup.
Man.
I don't even get it.
The soup thing went on and on last week, didn't it?
I think so. Carried over into two shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't really remember what the beginning joke was because I was in the back.
I don't either.
Had something to do with a pool.
Yeah. It's all right. Thanks for listening, folks. You guys are the best. See ya.
Yeah. Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.